recording now.
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear paper shuffling.
Oh, it's my little notepad.
Okay, let's start. Hi guys, welcome to the sixth episode of On the Menu podcast. My name is Tony.
And I'm Yuri.
I feel like we just recorded an episode like not so long ago. I think it was last week, right?
For me, I feel like it was a long time ago, I feel.
Really? No, for me, it feels like it was just yesterday. I feel like because we have more time to like from the recording to when the episode actually airs, that, well, you feel that there's a lot of time in between.
Yeah,
But I like this.
probably.
I like the schedule of like recording and then releasing on Monday and recording again on Wednesday. So anyway,
We should
sorry.
wear pink when we record, 'cause on Wednesdays we wear pink.
I think I have a pink shirt that I can wear next Wednesday.
I don't have any. I don't think I have a pink
Don't
shirt.
weren't you obsessed with pink a long time ago?
You know, a lot of people
Pink and
think pink
black.
is my favorite, but it's not. I always get pink stuff. Like, people give me pink stuff, and that's not my favorite color. My
Yeah.
favorite color is brown and green.
Brown. Brown and green, fall colors.
Yeah.
Speaking of
Anyways.
which, today in the morning was kind of like a fallish morning. It was rainy, it was super cloudy, it was really nice, and right now it's just like I think it's clear skies, a little bit of clouds, and the sun's out,
You
so much
did
for
ask
fall.
me if it was raining. It wasn't raining over here.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for following us on social media. We're just so grateful for you guys listening to the podcast, commenting that you like it so much and stuff like that. So we appreciate that. If you want to say something.
Not really. Yeah, guys, as Tony said, thank you for sharing. I've been getting a lot of messages saying how they were laughing at my laugh. I laughed way too much in that episode. It was a fun one. I'm funny. Oh my God, there I go again.
Your laugh
Okay.
is funny. So guys, keep on following us on social media at on the menu underscore pod and to my Instagram at toners.
And I'm at Shootix.
So Easter was what, last
Two Sundays
week?
ago?
Yeah, 2 Sundays ago. How was your Easter weekend? What did you do for Easter or like in general your weekend?
My Easter weekend, it was pretty chill. What did we do? On Easter Sunday, we went to Donald's mom's house, had lunch there, had the egg hunt. She gave me a little Easter basket, and then that's it. Then we came home, I meal prepped. What did you do?
So, you know how last week I was in Brownsville? Well, this week I'm in Houston. I know it's hard to keep up, but it was very, very busy for me. So, Friday, I don't think I did much, but Saturday, I had one of my best friend's kid's birthday party. She had it like a theme of like farm and farm animals. So, that was pretty fun. I took my little nephew to the party and he had the best time with like the animals. It was like a little petting zoo. So she rented out like a petting zoo. He was super, super excited. So we did that Saturday. And then Sunday, we went to church in the morning. Then after that, we went home, had breakfast there. We went out to have like a late lunch. And that was pretty much it. We went to have coffee, of course. We went to Wobbler in Brownsville and did a little Easter egg hunt for my little nephew there. But other than that was pretty much it. Not that big on Easter, I guess.
Do you think that's something like, you know, how in Mexico, I don't think people do all that. I don't think people celebrate Easter so much. I mean, yes, they go to church and all that stuff, but I think over here, most like the family gets together and they'll have like a cookout and stuff like that. But I don't think like my family that lives like in deep Mexico, I didn't see them like having get-togethers, you know?
Yeah, it might be more like of a American tradition of like doing the Easter egg hunt and stuff like that. Since we grew up like in a border town, like we had both
Yeah.
influences of like Mexican and American, I think we incorporated the Easter egg hunt. But yeah, that was my Easter weekend. Pretty busy, and at the same time, it was like I liked it because it was like I got to visit family and stuff like that. I'm sure
Yeah.
you feel like that whenever you go back home and visit with your mom and stuff, you feel like recharged.
You know how you mentioned about going that you went to church on Sunday? I feel like I used to do that when I was small, but I guess 'cause my mom would take me, but now I'm a Catholic, but I'm not really religious where I go to church every Sunday. But I think that I need to start doing that. Well, talking about church and religion, I'm pretty sure everyone knows, we all know what happened on Monday. Pope Francis passed away, I believe, at age 88.
Yeah, he was 88. So, a little bit of background from Pope Francis. His real name is Jorge Mario Bergoglio.
I did not know
Do
that.
you know what year he was like named Pope?
I think it was it like 2015 or 13?
It was 2013. It was March 2013 when he became the 266th Pope of the Roman Catholic Church. He's originally from Buenos Aires, Argentina. His papacy was destined to stand out because he was a Pope of firsts. That's what they called him, a Pope of firsts, because he was like the first Pope from outside Europe. He was the first ever from South America, and he was the first Pope to choose the name of Saint Francis of Assisi. But like each Pope can select like a name that's going to be his Pope name. So
Really?
yeah, so remember El Papa Juan Pablo? So yeah, so that's the name he chose. I don't remember what his
So
real
that was
name
not his
was.
real name.
No, that's like, I think it's like they pay homage to like a saint. That Saint Francis of Assisi looked over like the poor and people that were in need and stuff like that, which goes in tune with what like the Pope's vision was. Like he was really in tuned with like humility and connection to the poor.
You know, like I was when I looked up, I was like, how long was he the Pope? I didn't think he had been a Pope for so long. He had been a Pope for I think 13 years,
Yeah.
but I don't remember. Like, I feel like Benedict, that was the previous one, right?
Yes.
I feel like he was a Pope like 3 years ago or four,
The
and it's
thing
been so long.
was he after John Paul the second?
I don't know. I just know he's the one that, like, I remember how he looks.
He
I don't
look
wanna. He looked like
I was gonna say, you
he
say it.
looked. I mean, I don't know if I should say this, but like he looked kind of evil to me. Like he had dark circles too, right? Like under his eyes.
Yeah,
Like,
he looked kind of mean.
yes, I feel like all popes usually look like tiernos,
Yeah, like
like you
sweet.
just want to hug them, you know? But
Yeah.
Benedict looked kind of like he was not it. I don't know. I'm so sorry. I should not say that.
His papacy was from 2005 to 2013,
Oh my God.
Benedict. So yeah, I know it was like I can't believe it was like so long ago. Anyway, so Pope Francis chose the name of Saint Francis because he wanted to communicate humility and connection to the poor. He refused to live, I didn't know this, but he refused to live in the papal palace, like where the Pope lives. And he chose to live in like a guest house in Vatican City, which is like in a convent and stuff like that. So that tells you a lot of like the type of person he was. He advocated for migrants, the environment, and was friendly towards the LGBTQ faithful, which no one had ever done before. It's a shame that he passed away. His beliefs that not just because you're LGBTQ means that you can't like have a relationship with God.
Yeah, I feel like he was just more open, like open-minded, I guess. I feel like he could have done a lot, so much with the power that he had.
Yeah. So I did see that he did call for a treaty to regulate the development of AI, which I didn't know he could do that. Like he
What?
could call up the nations, like the nation's leaders, and essentially ask them to create like a treaty to help regulate the development of AI, which is awesome. Like he's a I told like I said, he's a pope of like firsts, very involved in like what was going on outside of the church, not just inside, but like what was going on around the world, which is really, really awesome.
I read it takes like 2 to 3 weeks for them to choose.
Yeah, so they're gonna be a state of mourning. They're in state of mourning right now, which means that the coffin laying there in St. Peter's Basilica for people to go in and pay their respects. Once the period of mourning is done, conclave will begin. So conclave is an assembly of all the cardinals for the election of a pope. They are locked in inside the Sistine Chapel, where each cardinal casts a secret ballot. This conclave is going to be the largest in history because Pope Francis, I guess, appointed 108 cardinals to vote in conclave.
So how many like priests are running for this?
So they're cardinals. They're not priests, they're cardinals, and it's going to be 108.
108. And then who
Yeah.
gets to pick who votes for them?
So all the 108 that are in there in that room are the ones that are voting. So for example, if I was there and you were running, I probably would like Yuri. So I cast my vote for you, and somebody else might vote Tony, and they would vote for me. You know what I mean? So it's everybody in that room, and whoever gets the most votes, that's the cardinal that becomes the pope.
Well,
Yeah,
hopefully they
it's
make a good
interesting.
choice. You
Because
really
they
did
can
your
be there up
research.
to like I did. I was like, I'm very interested because you know what? One of my favorite movies is called Angels and Demons. It's about the choosing of a new pope, but it's like behind the scenes. Like everybody on the outside, like the regular world, does not see what's really going on inside, and they never find out what happened. So I recommend you to watch it. We just watched it. Like honestly, we watched it, I want to say like 2 weeks ago, and it's crazy that now like the Pope passed away, and we're talking about this. Like,
There
do
is
you want
someone
to?
listening from the United Kingdom.
Shout out to our listener from the United Kingdom. Can you please go to our Instagram and follow us? Because we don't know who you are.
Yes, thank you for listening from so far away. So, Coachella is officially over for 2025. They have like weekend one and weekend two. And I think this weekend and then next weekend is Stagecoach, which is like the country version, I guess. I don't think I would be interested. I'm not really into country, but what do you think of Coachella? You're like, not for
So
you.
I've never wanted to, I have never attended like a big music festival ever, and I don't think I would want to. I mean, I saw videos of what like Coachella was like if you want to stay there. I mean, you can stay at a hotel, you can rent an Airbnb, but if you want to stay like on the grounds, like that is crazy. I don't know how people do that. No thanks. I do consume the content of Coachella because I like some artists that go there and I like to see what people are wearing. But other than that, I'm perfectly fine watching from my couch.
At this age, I don't think I would want to go. Maybe I would go, but like, I don't think I could do the 3 days. It's 3 days, I think, right?
Yeah.
Maybe if I was in my late 20s, I would love to go, 'cause I don't know, I just like to go to concerts and stuff, but I don't think right now I would want to. If I go to a concert right now, I have to have a seat. And I wouldn't want to be on the floor. I used to go to concerts and be like on the floor standing up. Now I just want to like sit and enjoy the music. What's the last concert you went to?
The last concert I went to was, it was in August. It was, oh, Kings of Leon in Houston at the Toyota Center. We had great seats. It was like we were not on the floor, but we were like on the stands, but we were sitting on the first row of the stands. No one was standing in front of us. We were just like looking straight across to the stage.
That's a good spot to be at
What
when
about
you
you?
have
What was your
kids.
last concert?
I don't think I went to a concert last year. I think my last concert was Karol G. I'm hoping to, well, I already have one booked, I guess, for this year.
I don't know why I haven't like gone to as many concerts as I would like to go. I guess I haven't. Britney Spears is not touring, so I can't go see her.
Britney Spears is living her best life in Kabul. Have you seen her videos?
I know, like, what is she doing? Love you, Britney.
You know, I always get this feeling like when I go to concerts and then it's like it's done, I get a like, why did I spend money for like 2 hours of listening to this person when I could have watched it on TV or listened to it and it's over. Like it's
Yeah.
like a waste, you know?
I mean, I guess it's more of the experience of like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be actually be in the same room as that person that I've listened to so much.
Yeah, I think the only one that I haven't felt like that is Carla Morrison. I literally cried at that concert.
You were like, I was gonna use this as a distraction, but might as well put in a cry session in here.
Remember, I took you to a concert. Was it Rake or Camila? Wait, it was
Rake.
Natalia Lafourcade.
You took me to Rake and to Natalia Lafourcade. Who are you gonna take for Natalia Lafourcade? Because that ticket was not meant for me.
I don't know, actually, because I have a friend that I would always go, me and her would always go to concerts,
Yeah.
but
We're also experiencing a transition to a younger generation going to Coachella, because I don't know if you saw this online, but when Benson Boone went up stage, he brought out one of the guitarists from Queen, And like the crowd was just like, huh, who is this? Like the crowd was not like, oh, cool, a guitarist. They didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
And like they didn't know he was like part of Queen and stuff like that. But yeah, I think it's because it's younger generation going to these types of concert. Obviously, not us because we're enjoying it on the couch.
Yes, in the comfort of our homes.
Coachella is being smart this year for the release of the next year's tickets. So this year they're gonna like you can buy tickets. I think it starts on May 2nd for next year, and you give a down payment of $48. I did my research just in case you wanted to go with me. And then from May, no, sorry, June through December, you have to pay like a certain amount per month so you can have your tickets ready for next year. It's good, but I mean, I'm not dying to go, so I would not be
No.
subscribing to that.
I think they've been doing that with concerts. I know they do that with ACL. I think they even did it for that Bésame Mucho one.
Yeah.
And it's like ACL. I always want to go, but then I see the lineup and it's like, oh. What is the one in Monterrey called? Pal Norte.
Pal Norte.
I would actually would like to go to that one though. But then I don't know, I think of the crowd and like maybe I don't know if they have like suites or something where I can
Yeah.
like watch from far.
Oh, sweets. I thought you meant like sweets, like as in candy. I was like, where is she
Like
going with this?
in a cupcake or something to munch on. No, like a sweet, you know?
Yes. I've never been to Pal Norte, and it's kind of like the same thing in every festival is like you have to be outside. And in this one, it's going to be even hotter because like I think it's in Monterrey, and Monterrey is really hot.
Yeah.
Like in this time of year, I think it just happened in March.
Yeah.
So the other festival that has been postponed,
Is which one?
the one you wanted to
Oh, the one that I paid tickets for and they just refunded me.
yes, that one.
So we're talking about Fire Festival. Have you watched the documentary?
This is I mean about the first Fire Festival, right?
Yeah, It was supposed to happen in 2017. It was like I guess a luxury festival in the Bahamas, and everything went wrong from the food, from like where they were staying at, from the people that were gonna present. Everything was a fail.
Yes, and I read some stuff in order to prepare for this. People that were like promoting the event were Kendall Jenner, Gigi Hadid, and all these other models. They were paid to essentially promote it on social media without even doing any research on their own. They just promoted it, got paid, and that was it. And they didn't even show up to the place. While thousands of people are stranded at the
Yeah.
Bahamas with literally no food, no water, no lodging. It was crazy. I remember watching that documentary being like, one, why would you pay that much amount of money?
Yeah.
I would rather go travel to a different country.
I guess they weren't expecting it. So they're like, oh, this sounds fun. And I mean, you have all these people like Kylie, like they're like, oh, well, she's promoting it. So then it must be really good, you know? But
Yeah.
yeah, like I was looking at the pictures earlier and there's like this picture of a sandwich. Like it doesn't even have mayo on it. Like it's just a piece of bread.
I remember that picture. It was just a piece of bread with like a square of
Lettuce.
cheese just like slapped right there.
Yeah. What is it? CEO of this, Billy McFarland. He actually went to jail for this several years, but now he came up with the Fire Festival too.
Yes, he did.
So this one was originally going to happen in Isla Mujeres. Local officials came out to say that no, they don't even know what Fire Festival is, that there was nothing happening there. Then he moved it to Playa del Carmen. He posted on social media like documents like to prove that he was having like conference like meetings with these people from Playa del Carmen. Once again, Playa del Carmen came out to say, "No, we don't even know what Fire Festival is. We are not having this festival here." They were saying that on one of the documents that he posted on there, it said that I guess like the beach club that he was gonna host it at, it only could occupy 250 people. But he was
250.
yes,
Oh my
and they were
gosh.
planning 1,800 guests. Even though I guess Playa del Carmen is saying, no, we're not doing that. This guy, he keeps saying that they are, that he has these documents or whatever. But I mean, still, there's no lineup yet.
Playa del Carmen was like, we don't know him. We are not having this concert here.
But he's insisting that they are. And I think he even said, like, if you want to party with like basketball players and I don't know what, come to Fire Festival. And you know, those tickets are up to like, I think I saw that some are like to 1 million or 2 million, and that people
Yeah.
bought some.
It's crazy. Like,
Well,
how stupid can you be?
I feel like it's probably kids that just want to go for like for
Rich kids that are
content.
using their, yeah, rich kids that are using mom and dad's credit card.
Yeah,
I don't
they're
know.
probably like, let's just go for the experience, or I don't know. But anyways, it got postponed,
Of course it did.
so they are not gonna have it in Playa del Carmen. 2 hours ago, he posted that officially he is selling the Fire brand.
Oh, he's selling. He's like,
Yes.
no, I don't want to do this anymore. It's a fraud. I don't even know how to lie anymore.
He said, due to having all these troubles with like Mexico, and how it says when a government takes your money, issues permits, promotes the event, and then pretends it's never heard of, that's not dishonest, it's theft. Due to this, we have decided to move Fire Festival elsewhere. But it's like, sir, you were the one that was in jail for fraud.
Yeah, the only person dishonest here was you when you created this farce of a show. I actually went onto the website Firefest 2, and there are several different types of axes you can buy. I think there's three. One was called the Ignite General Axes, one was called Fuego, and one was called Phoenix Artist Axes. So they range in different prices, obviously. The first one, $1,400. The Fuego one, $5,000. And if you want to have the Phoenix Artist Axes, $25,000 for.
25,000 for a sandwich on a to-go box.
So on the website, there's actually another package that you could buy called Prometheus. And this one starts for $1 million.
I wonder if anyone bought that. Apparently everyone got a refund. I'm even starting to think
Yeah.
that no one bought them, that they're just like saying like, oh, everyone that bought them, like,
You already have a reputation that precedes you,
yeah.
so no one's going to want to buy a ticket knowing that this festival is 100% not going to happen.
I don't think I would ever go and pay 25,000 for that.
No thanks.
That's a toxic trait that I have. I go to concerts thinking, why did I do this? I could have gone on a trip with these $300. I could have bought a plane ticket.
Toxic traits. I love that. We're transitioning over to that.
What is one of your toxic traits?
So let's say what a toxic trait is,
Oh, let
first of
me
all.
Google that shit. Eh.
Google toxic trait Urban Dictionary.
A part of somebody's personality that doesn't seem so bad at first, but gets worse and worse until the only way you tolerate it is if you have a fetish for it.
Oh my gosh. Not what I was expecting it to be. A toxic trait for me would be my phone is always on silent mode. Like always, no vibrating, no sound, no nothing. It doesn't exist. Like the only way that I can see if a message comes in or a call comes in is if I'm looking at my phone. An example would be like one time Carson was like having kidney stones. Shout out to Carson. I'm telling all
Not
his secrets.
you exposing everything.
And I didn't get the call to the next, well, obviously, when I woke up and it said, I'm going to the ER. So there was no way that I could have seen because obviously, one, I was asleep. But yeah, that's why we should leave our phones like with a little bit of sound when we go to sleep, just in case emergency or anything.
In your defense for that, I feel like, I mean, you didn't answer, but it was 3 in the morning, so everyone's asleep at that time. Wait, I have a question about that. Has anyone gotten mad at you because of
No, actually, no one has gotten offended because I haven't answered a call because my phone was silent.
that? I'm the opposite. I'm always scared that I'm not gonna hear my phone, so I put it all the way up to the highest volume, and I check it like three
Really?
times. Like when I lock it, when I go to sleep, I lock it several times to see that I can hear the click. One of my toxic traits is that I always put my alarm at 6 in the morning, but then I snooze like 100 times. I probably wake up till like 6:35.
I can't do that. That's like torturing yourself. Like,
You know, but I feel like I used to. I think that has been lately, because like I remember Donald would tell me like that I wake up like once it rings, like I get up. But now I feel like I'm like, oh, and I start like snoozing
I have an issue with it is you're not gonna rest for 5 minutes. Like, you're already up, you
it.
woke up, you're going back to sleep for 5, 10 minutes. It's not doing anything. It's actually like making you more tired. So what I do is just do one alarm, 6:50 a.m. I have to wake up at that time. So it rings, stop it, and then I'm like, for 1 minute, I'm just like with my eyes closed, but in my mind, I'm already awake. So I'm like, okay, you gotta get up, 1, 2, 3, and I sit up in the bed and I get up.
But you know what?
I can't snooze the alarm.
I was reading that you shouldn't wake up like right away, that you should like stay like in bed for a little bit and then slowly get up.
That's why I wait a minute in bed and then I get up.
What is your next toxic trait?
My next toxic trait, I used to have a hard time saying no. And I remember I would say yes to things that anybody else needed from me without like me checking in with myself and being like, do you want to do this? Do you really want to go here? Do you really want to do that? This happened during COVID because, like, obviously we weren't doing as much. We were just staying at home. So that's when I started like, oh, I don't have to do this. I don't have to go there. I don't have to see these people or whatever. So I started to like really choosing what I wanted to say yes and what I wanted to say no to.
I feel like I do that sometimes still. Like I do stuff and I'm like, ah, like I think I guess I need to learn how to say no. I think I've been better, especially at work. I would say yes to a lot of stuff that it's like, well, that's not even my job. Why do I have to do this? Anyways. Right now, I'm actually looking at my phone and it just reminded me of my next toxic trait. And it could be annoying to some people, but I'm just like, whatever.
What
So I
is?
have a lot of tabs and
Oh
windows
my
open on
gosh,
my
I
phone.
cannot.
Like, I have a lot of the ones that go like,
Yeah, like Safari.
yes, I have a lot of them. Let me tell you how many I have right now.
Yeah, tell me how many you have. I have three.
I have 50 tabs.
Oh
The
my
one on the
gosh.
very top is the Megan 2.0 trailer. That's from like episode one.
Don't close them. Why?
I don't think it affects nothing, but Donald's like, you know, that is why your battery always runs.
He's right. If you have, like, for example, your tabs open, the thing is still running in the background of your phone, so it's still draining battery. So if you have these, like if you have Instagram, WhatsApp, and all that open, that is also running in the
Sir.
background.
I have a
You
lot
have
of
to
those open. Mira, and it keeps going.
close them. No, that's a lot. You have to
Oh,
close them.
I
I
know, but you
can't.
know what? I do that because I'm like, I'll start reading something and then I'm like, I'm gonna keep the tab open so I can come back to it. And I do need to work on that because I have noticed that my battery runs low real fast. And I mean, it's a new phone, so.
Speaking of phones, another of my toxic traits that I'm gonna throw in here is if I have a notification, whether it be from an email, if I have a notification from Spotify or from Apple Music, like I can't have a notification on any of my apps,
Oh my
like
goodness.
nothing, like everything is in zero.
Oh my God. Does this say something about like how a person is? Because I have 4,370 emails, 302 YouTube notifications,
I
like for
can't, I
what?
cannot, I cannot do
Eight
that.
text messages, eight missed calls.
So I don't know what it says about the person. Maybe I have OCD and I don't know about it, but I don't know that number there, it throws me off. So I don't want to have it like that with nothing.
It's just there's two types of people. You're one and I'm the other. Let
We
us
should
know
take a
what type of person you are.
next time I see you, we're gonna be like, give me your phone, let me work on this.
But anyways, do you have any more toxic traits? I have one more. I have a funny one.
Go for it. It's your turn.
I have going too hard on the chips and salsa before the food arrives.
Yes, I have that toxic trait. I can relate to that one.
Especially, wait, did you ever try that dip at Chuy's?
I was gonna tell you, we went to Chuy's to try out the dip. It was
Yeah.
delicious.
I always get one, and then if you ask them to take one to go, they give it to you.
We didn't take any to go. They did offer, like, if we wanted, because they probably saw us, like, munching out so bad on that. And we were like, no, we're good, because we already had, like, two servings of
Yeah.
chips and two salsas, so we were good.
You know what I do? This is so bad, but if you mix popcorn and Flamin' Hots, it's so good.
Popcorn and Flamin' Hots. I've never tried that.
Yeah, whenever you all have a movie night, go buy a bag of Flamin' Hots, pop some popcorn, mix it, and just have it. So good.
Okay, I need to try that. I'm obsessed with hot Cheetos with cheese.
Actually, when I went to the Brownsville Zoo, I saw a lot of people eating that, but there was a huge line, and I was like, no. But yes, I also like to put pickle juice.
This reminds me, remember the video that I sent you that we said that we wanted to do that audio that it said, "Hombre, dude, I wanna pickle some hot Cheetos. Where are my 956 girlies at?"
Oh my God. I just want to share the one that I sent you because I think
Yeah,
a
go
lot
for
of
it.
people do it. I tend to eat the other person's fries on the way home and I keep the one that is full.
I think I've done it with Samantha's fries. Whenever we would go to Chick-fil-A, I'd be like, you know, the Chick-fil-A fries are delicious. Getting from hers, and then I'll be like, I have mine. They're full.
Dude, I do that. I've done that to Don. Sorry, Donald, but oh my God, we
You're
listen, but we
finding
don't
out in
judge. Hey,
the
we we listen, but we don't judge. So, like, I think I've done that. Like, I'll take some, right, or I'll eat them on the way. But even when I get home, I'll be like, here, you can have these because these have more.
You feel guilty?
Knowing damn well that I keep my fries in the bag, but there's still some in the outside of the little container. That is evil of me. I don't like to share food.
We kind of shared food last time, by the way,
Yes,
when you
we
came to Houston.
did. But we
So you
listen,
didn't
but we
like to
don't
share.
judge. I know. Like, I
Vaya,
don't
vaya
like
de
to
lo que
do.
se entera uno.
Cuando sacas los trapitos al sol.
Sí,
No,
sí,
but
sí.
like, I know there's people that always do that. Like, when I go with Donald, like, I like to get my own food and then, like, he gets his own food. And if you want to taste my food, then get the same plate that I'm getting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
I.
just. Anyways. Oh my God. I know
Anyways.
I asked you last night if you watched the new season of The Last of Us.
I have not started on The Last of Us. I want to watch it. I'm gonna watch it this weekend. Like, I want to have like at least two episodes and watch them like back to back. I haven't had time, honestly.
I'm not gonna spoil anything. I just need you to be prepared.
Oh
That's
my
all
gosh,
I'm gonna say.
how good is it?
It's good. I feel like in the first, I actually had to have Donald like do a little recap of the first season. Because I feel
Yeah.
like a lot of times I would like be on my phone and stuff. So in this one, I was like, okay, I need to pay attention.
Since I recently watched the first season, I think it was like 3 weeks ago, I finished the first season, so I still have it a little fresh. The Last of Us is actually on my watch list. Did you watch Nobody Wants This on Netflix?
No.
Dude, you need to watch it. It's kind of cute. Like it's a nice show. It's a feel-good show. It's with Kristen Bell and Adam Brody. It's like a rom-com, yeah. So this story is a real life story. Like, this did happen in real life and the person that it happened to, but it's good. It's good. You need to watch it.
I need to put that on my TBW to be watched. I'm actually not really watching any shows. I mean, the only one is The Last of Us. I've been more in my reading era. I've been reading since all of my shows had its finales. I know you told me that you started watching Love on the Spectrum.
I want to say I watched the first 15 minutes of Love on the Spectrum and I started crying, like
Oh
literally
my
crying.
God.
They're just like so sweet, like what they're talking about. And like, I feel like they're innocent and they want to find something real while people just take for granted what they want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the with the girl that I started crying was with the girl that she was obsessed with lions and she had a lot of stuffed animals in season
She's one
in
of
the
my favorites. I think her name's Abby.
I think so. It was like on the first season and I was like, "Oh my gosh, I cannot watch this." Like, and Carson was like, "Are you really crying?" I was like, "Well, look at like this is so this she's so cute. She wants love and she wants to find love and I was like, I can't go through this right now." So I stopped it. I was like, "I'll watch it later." Also, Dancing with the Stars is gonna come back. Have you watched Dancing with the Stars?
I've watched like not a whole episode, but I know what it's about.
I regularly don't watch it. I just like, for example, if there's like a celebrity that I want to watch or I want to see how they're doing, I'll tune in just for that. You know who one of the cast members that they released yesterday is?
Oh my God. You know, I was just like, wait, what is who is this guy that he put on here on the notes? Is he gonna come
So,
out dancing with snakes?
it's Robert Irwin, the son from like the Crocodile Hunter. I don't remember what his name was, but he came out yesterday. They introduced him at this promotional event. He came out shirtless and with the snake.
I know. Is that gonna be like his signature That's
gonna be his
signature, I don't know.
thing, I guess. Like shirtless. They're gonna put him in a lot of like see-through stuff, I guess, 'cause but I saw, yeah, I was like, I'm gonna tell Yudi about it. So do you wanna move over to a Reddit topic?
So, I'm gonna recap the first part because it's kind of long.
Give it to me.
So basically, it's this guy, right? His wife just got a new job, so her boss invited them over for dinner. So on the way there, the wife was just letting him know how it's important to make a good impression. He was just like, "Oh, well, you know, I'm really good at making good impressions, blah blah blah." So the wife's boss is a single lady in her 50s. So it was just the three of them. She doesn't have a husband. They chit-chatted over drinks and salads and seemed to be really hitting it off. She laughed at his jokes, I guess, and the wife seemed pleased. Soon she brought out the main course, a nice, big, juicy steak for each of us. As I began to cut into my steak, I was discouraged to discover how undercooked the steak was. Now, I've had my fair share of rare steak. I prefer medium, but I can handle rare. This was several minutes on a hot grill short of rare. I
Oh my
probably
God.
could have resuscitated the cow had I tried.
Oh
Instead, I sat there fidgeting with my knife and fork, worrying about how I was going to get away with not eating this steak. So then he's like, "Should I claim that I'm vegan or like what do I do?" Just then, our hostess excused herself to the kitchen to take care of some dessert preparation. As I looked across the fancy dining room table at the open window of this third story apartment, a cartoon light bulb appeared over my head. I knew I had to be
Iguanas.
decisive. I knew I had to be decisive, realizing that she could return at any moment. So he committed. He grabbed the steak with his hand, gently shook off the juice, and executed a perfect throw right through the center of the open window. The window wasn't open. It says it was the cleanest freaking window you've ever seen in your life. That is until my mostly raw slab of steak slammed up against it and slowly slid down, leaving a trail of bloody juice. And then the wife's boss heard the thud of the steak on the window impact and came quickly. She took in the scene, the steak sitting on the windowsill, the blood trail, my empty plate, and then gave me an inquisitive, puzzled look. So he didn't know what to say, but just like, "I'm so sorry, I'm such a klutz. I don't know, I was just cutting it and it slipped."
All the way out there.
So he just kept like saying, "Sorry, I'll clean it up." So you know what he did after that?
What did he do?
He just returned to his seat and got the steak from the floor and he continued to eat it.
Oh
And
my
he ate all of
gosh.
it. And
Ugh.
then it just says like throughout the whole night I was pretty quiet and I asked my wife, "Are you okay?" And she's like, "I'm fine." As a girl, I think what I would have done, I would have wrapped it in like napkins and put it in my purse.
Yeah, he should have done
Like
something like that, like giving it to his wife and be like, here, put it in your purse.
some people are saying, like, so if the window was open and the steak is gone, like, what are you gonna say that you just devoured the steak? And then someone said, or like, what if she sees it outside sometime? And someone said, the trick is to grab the steak from the yard on your way back to the car. And then someone said,
Yeah.
and then cook it at home. Oh my God, no, I couldn't. I don't even like steak.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to the sixth episode of the On the Menu podcast. We're so happy that you're here following us along. We want to hear from our listeners what they want to listen to.
And it can be anything, anything you want. If we don't know about it, we'll research and we
We'll
will
do our
talk about
research.
it. Pero bueno, don't forget to follow, like, subscribe, turn on those notifications, and follow us on our socials.
Follow at on the menu underscore pod and at toners.
Mine is at Shurix.
Please give us a follow and recommend us to a friend that hasn't listened to the podcast. Share us on your stories, and that's the only way we're going to grow. So thank you so much for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.